But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keith.
Your choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
I think we were both vampire, right? You weren't werewolf.
Oh, no, vampire for sure.
Vampire for sure.
Yeah, much sexier than the werewolf.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
oh,
true.
Oh, what do you mean, well?
The werewolves are
all the hair.
Hair's everywhere.
It's not good.
2025, Keith, hair's in.
You have a wolf-like snout. You don't want that.
Well, I was just saying,
Draculas can be like anything.
I think they reproduce at a rapid level is what I was going to say, but that's mostly to...
Only on full moons.
Keep the line alive. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
true.
I don't think vampires can reproduce. They're dead.
Well, they're dead.
Yeah, so I don't think they can reproduce.
Live forever.
That's another plus, by the way.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Don't have to worry about that. Nope.
Neither do I anymore. I had a surgery that didn't go great.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, really?
It went poorly, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You want to talk about it?
I don't know. I guess we're there. But
well, it was a while ago. And yeah. He didn't put in enough anesthesia down there.
Oh, no.
Nightmare.
Yikes.
It's one of the most painful things in my entire life.
Oh, boy.
I had a buddy that got it done, and he was like, oh, yeah, it's nothing.
I have a lot of buddies who've had it.
I've had a couple buddies, actually,
Brack. The snip-snap, and they're like, oh, you're in, you're out. You weren't in and out.
Oh, and one buddy's like, oh, I was doing work emails during it. I'm like, oh, were you? I was in death-like pain. I was screaming. It was horrible. It was like a murder scene down there. The guy's like,
oh, you wanted anesthesia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You feel that? I'm like, I feel everything. I feel everything, sir. Oh, no. It was a nightmare. I forget if I talked about it before here or maybe on the podcast. But it was a nightmare. The guy's like, oh, you mind if I play some music? I'm like, sure, play some music.
Yeah.
So he's playing. Every time I hear the song, I'll think about the time I was getting sliced open down there. He turns on the Offspring. I'm like, friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that. I'm like, great. This is what we're doing? Carving me up. I'm like, maybe add a little bit more of that? It was bad.
If you're going to play the Offspring, at least play some Smash. Like, yeah, at least play some early
their,
Offspring.
Their debut album, please.
He's like, oh, I love this too. So the snip snap didn't go well.
Oh, it was awful.
Well, this is a lot to all the wives out there.
Yeah.
You know, oh, just go get it. It's nothing.
Get it done.
Well, Rich Keefe is telling you. Not, it's not nothing.
No, it was pretty bad.
So you want anesthesia in
a
that
ton
region
of it.
Is what
give
you
me
want.
As much as you have. Knock me out if you need to.
Yeah, I'll go under.
And take me out. Like, oh, yeah, you're good. You're right here. I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay. Well, so it's why we all lean vampire, though,
yeah.
I think. In that
go vampire,
debate.
Yep.
Go vampire for sure.
You have to deal with that.
It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. What do we have? Would you rather have anesthesia or not? I think we answered that.
Anesthesia.
What do we have here today, Billy?
All right, first one. Would you rather wildcard weekend games have 3 games on Saturday, 3 games on Sunday, or the way they do it now, 2 games Saturday, 3 Sunday, 1 Monday?
Oh, 3-3.
3-3, 100%.
I don't need the Monday night game.
No, that was recent. Last couple years, they've thrown a Monday night game at us.
That sounds right.
Don't
yeah.
want it.
No.
Don't want it. Also, I hate the fact that you get up on Saturday and you're like, hey, it's wild card weekend. First game starts at 4:30.
Yeah.
I need a 1 o'clock
it's
on
always,
Saturday.
It's always the Houston Texans.
You get the Texans out there trotting
Texans
around.
Texans at 4:30 on Saturday every time.
The 3-3 is what makes it a great weekend. And they're like, now we're going to throw a Monday nighter at you. I'm like, I don't want it. Don't want it. Also a disadvantage for the Monday night winner, too, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think the players want it. I don't want to watch it. I'd rather watch 3 games Saturday, 3 games Sunday. I don't want to stretch it out till Monday.
Stinks.
I know why they do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get a massive audience on Monday night.
Extra window, extra inventory. You know, I mean, I get why they do it. Does the streaming game bother you? right? Isn't there a prime? Is the prime game the Saturday night game?
Prime, so was it last year or the year before there was a game on Peacock?
It was last year. It was Dolphins.
But it wasn't NBC.
It was Dolphins and Chiefs. It was that freezing cold game.
Right.
Dolphins and Chiefs on Peacock.
Yeah, that was, I think it's annoying, but it doesn't bother me, especially when, so this time it's Saturday night, Steelers-Ravens on Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's the only game, I don't really care.
I don't either.
When I'm flipping around, it's annoying because I can't stand having to like load the app back up and all that stuff.
What else is on Saturday night? Are the Celtics on Saturday night? I haven't looked that far ahead. Or is there like something else I want to watch? It's not going to be the college football playoff. If there's something else I want to watch, then I agree it's annoying to toggle back and forth.
But I'll just put this on and I'll watch it.
I watch Thursday Night Football on Prime all year. It's no different to watch the
Celtics don't play. They play Friday, Sunday. So they're not
Bruins are on at 1, so there you go. Watch the Bruins take you to football.
Oh, that's true. All right.
Even better.
Yeah, you have a nice little Saturday plan.
Nice little Saturday plan. So we're in agreement on that one. What else, Billy?
Would you rather Notre Dame, Penn State, Ohio State, or Texas win the college football playoff?
They're all kind of... Really?
I think by default, yeah. I'm not rooting for Notre Dame.
No.
I'm not rooting for Penn State.
No.
I'm not rooting for Ohio State. That's the one where you're iffy?
I'm iffy on Ohio State.
You just like all the New Hampshire guys.
Yeah, Ryan Day's a New Hampshire guy, so shout out Ryan Day.
Chip's there.
And Chip Kelly's there. But I have always hated Ohio State. Like, growing up, I was never an Ohio State fan. I really didn't like anybody in the Big Ten.
It's why you hate Vrabel.
I hate him.
It could be why.
No, I don't. No, I've never really liked Ohio State at all, but I think I would pick them. Like, ultimately, for one person to win, I think I'd root for Ryan Day in representing Granite State football.
I think I'm rooting for Texas. And, again, it's by default. It's just I can't bring myself to root for Notre Dame. Although I'm probably going to bet them this weekend, so I'll certainly be rooting for them against Penn State.
Yeah.
But you're like beyond my bets, just like a rooting interest.
Yeah.
I think it's Texas again by default. They're the most harmless and the least, trust me, they're like a blue blood, big ticket, huge athletic department.
Yeah.
But they're like the least traditional, annoying fan base. At least they're not in my face about it. Ohio State fans are in your face
about it.
Notre Dame fans, especially here in Boston.
Well, I know. And
when no one went there.
I didn't go there.
No one went there, but it's just,
I am Irish.
Yeah, no, same.
I am Irish, so maybe I should root for Notre Dame.
Good. So I should root for Notre Dame now? Who's the other one? Oh, and Penn State, please.
I'm not rooting for Penn State, no.
So, yeah, I just, the least in your face annoying fan base, I think, is Texas. So I'll go with them. That said, they're losing this weekend to Ohio State, so I'll go with
Ohio State, but I don't feel great about it.
Okay. Who else, Billy?
Would you rather the Patriots trade the 4th pick or draft best player available?
I'll take the best player available, and part of it is because if it's Elliott Wolf picking the players, I don't feel comfortable or great about him hitting on pick 10 and next year's second round or whatever you get for the 4th pick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that's kind of counter to the first pick because I thought you'd get such a haul for the first pick that I would have traded down and I would have said, all right, take a bunch of shots at it. But I think with the 4th pick, you know me, I've liked Travis Hunter all year. Maybe he's there at 4. We both assume it's going to be quarterback 1-2. Giants at 3. Who the hell knows? We have 4 months to talk about it. But if Travis Hunter's just there on the board at 4, I think I'd rather that because there doesn't seem to be like a guaranteed left tackle for the next 12 years that are there. Maybe one of these guys emerges as that, but it's not like you're passing up on Jonathan Ogden to take Travis Hunter. So as we stand here now in early January, I would take Travis Hunter.
Okay. What if it goes, I would trade back. Okay. What if it goes quarterback, Travis Hunter? Who are you taking it for? Do you have a guy yet at 4?
I throw a fit. The first thing I do is I throw a hissy fit. I start chucking stuff around the room. Again, as of today,
yeah,
Tet McMillan.
Okay,
I'd take a wide out.
So you're still going wide receiver.
Yeah.
I think I've talked myself into this because I've started to do more. I kind of assumed they were going to get the number one pick the last couple of weeks, and now I've done a little more research at 4. I don't like the tackles. Maybe you like Kelvin Banks at Texas, who I'll be rooting for, I guess, by default.
He's your guy.
In the college football playoff. Guy. Will Campbell's a guard.
Might play tackle, though.
We all like, he might. We all like the comment he had the other day.
Yeah, he had a really funny comment where he was at some post-game press conference or some media thing, and he was saying how he's like, well, if you get one sack a game as a defensive player, you're like a top five pick. He's like, if you give up one sack a game, you're working for Amazon.
I'm like, well, it's not like that.
Well said.
But I don't think he's a tackle. People like Abdul Carter, I think, because they assume he's going to be Micah Parsons. I'm skeptical of that. I think I've talked myself into, if I have to pick it 4, my answer is I trade down, I want to get more assets. I would have loved to have done it at 1, I'd still do it at 4, but I got to pick it 4. I think I'm taking Will Johnson from Michigan. I like the idea, and this is why I would take Hunter if he's available at 4, but if he's gone, I like the idea of pairing somebody with Christian Gonzalez. I would love a wide receiver at four.
Yeah, I know. I don't love it. It seems high for anybody else.
I don't think McMillan is worth it at that point. I don't. So
I also think a big factor,
like the idea of two stud corners. It's Gonzo on one side. It's Will Johnson on the other. Or,
does it matter if you can cover, but you can't get to the quarterback, so he still has 10 seconds to throw the ball?
Yeah, you got to go get your pass rusher somewhere else. You got to get him in free agency. You got to go get him somewhere else.
Yeah.
But
you don't have him currently on the roster.
I think that's what I like. I like DJ Reed in free agency, so maybe there's a way to do a bunch of things, but I think that's my answer at four.
Well, it's also, you know, do they get T. Higgins, or do they get, like, is there a big free agent splash guy, and then maybe you can go different position? Like, we're just sort of talking in a vacuum.
We'd know a little more.
Yeah, yeah,
that's for sure. So I would trade back. Keith would stay at four, and cross his fingers that Travis Hunter is there. What else do we have, Billy?
All right, finally, would you rather win two Golden Globes or one Oscar?
The Golden Globes seems like a more fun award show.
It definitely is.
But I don't think it has as much gravitas. So, like, if you were promoting your next thing, and they were like, oh, two-time Golden Globe winner Adam Jones is in this show or this movie, or they're like, Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Even though the Oscars is stuffy, a lot of us just regular movie fans are like, I haven't seen half these movies, and, like, what even is this? It still stands out. Like, it's still the number one marketing thing when you're promoting anything is that they were an Oscar winner.
Correct. The thing about Golden Globes, maybe I'm changing the spirit of the question a little bit. Golden Globes, you could win in, like, a variety of stuff.
You could be, like, TV show or movie.
This is what I'm saying.
That's
Oscar,
true.
Oscar is you're just on the big screen, just in a film.
That's right.
And you're right about...
Maybe a short film. Maybe a foreign film.
That's true.
Film. Maybe sound mixing. Who knows what you get yourself into?
Well, that's true. What's your Oscar? What is
documentary
Oscar?
Short?
Audio mixing.
You won for makeup? Okay.
Grip.
Yeah. Grip. Best key grip.
Cinematography.
Well, you still won.
Yeah. So when it comes to the Oscar, like, best picture, you're right. That could be, like, a very stuffy, who cares, I don't even want to watch it kind of film. But, like, best actor could be something different.
Best actor, but you could win, you could win best actor. Like, the people who won on the Globes this past Sunday will probably, most of them will get nominated for an Oscar, but just because you win one doesn't mean you win the other.
I think Oscar is right, but you get two of the Golden Globes. It's more of a party. You could win for, like, film and TV. You could win one of each.
And you can just, when you say, like, a multi-Golden Globe winner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you're like, I don't even know how many that is. I know it's more than one.
If you were ranking the EGOTs, Keith.
Yeah. I would go...
Tony's last.
Oscar.
Who wants a Tony?
Oscar. Emmy. Grammy, Tony.
Grammy, Tony.
I'm not a big music guy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, why was I thinking Golden Globe is an EGOT? You're right, Grammy.
No, it's not in there. It's the Grammy.
Yeah, if you're ranking, you would rather have an Emmy over a Grammy. Yeah,
did Tracy Morgan ever get the EGOT on 30 Rock? I know he was going for it.
Oh, on 30 Rock.
Remember
what the character was?
Did he have, like, a big necklace of the EGOT?
You got to check the Tony box at the end.
He's going for the EGOT.
So there you go. I would rather the Oscar as well.
Text line, which again is the same as the phone number. Mm-hmm. The Keith! Exclamation point. This is to get your attention.
Yeah.
Patriots need a culture change. Vrabel is Dan Campbell.
I thought Ben Johnson was Dan Campbell.
It's very hard to keep up.
Wait a minute.
As Ben Johnson is to Mike McDaniel, we need a hard-O more than anything else. Just let Vrabel hire a good OC, which I would say is a wild card. Also, Dan Campbell we look at as good, I think, because he has Ben Johnson.
Well, that's a good point. It's a good point.
And we'll find out next year. Maybe Dan Campbell runs it back with different coordinators. We'll see.
Also,
but I wouldn't bet on that.
I don't love Mike McDaniel, but outside of 1 year for Vrabel, McDaniel's pretty similar to the Vrabel tenure there in Tennessee. It's like win 9 or 10 games and lose in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, that's kind of what Vrabel did.
Yeah.
Outside of the 1 year they went on a run, they beat, the Patriots. Then they beat Lamar, who loses all the time. Then they weren't they up huge in that AFC title game to the Chiefs and then blew it? I feel like they were up massively in that game. Which I would, maybe we should investigate that more with Vrabel and his coaching. Like, maybe we should look into that game more because I feel like they blew a giant lead.
That's true. Also, people are like dunking on Mike McDaniel. It's like he took over a team that hadn't made the playoffs in 5 years, made the playoffs his first 2 years, missed this year. So if you want to clown him, he's
eight and nine. They were, okay, so they haven't
finished. So he has a winning record as a coach in 3 years, and he's been to the playoffs twice.
Yeah.
Not this year, but last year, he had the second best offense in the
NFL.
They
were up 10 in the AFC Championship game.
Oh, I thought it was more than that.
Who was up 10?
The Titans were up 10.
Yeah. I thought it was more than that. No, McDaniel's kind of a dork, but he's not a disaster there.
No.
I think it's going the wrong direction for sure, but he hasn't been a disaster.
Yeah, it is.
I thought you were going to read this text, Keith.
Which
617-779-7937. Did Keith just bring back the dong report? I thought that was the text you were
I think Courtney did this morning. By all accounts, she was frazzled this morning.
Yeah, I overheard some of that. She was reeling a little bit.
She said something about
seven
dominated
is nuts,
the world
though.
Like,
really? 7 inches
that's nuts.
Yeah, what'd you say that was wrong?
Yeah, it's insane. It's like three times the average size.
Seriously, I'd kill for that.
Measuring twice.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, what'd you do? Line up me and Keith?
The measuring from the belly button?
Centimeters?
You don't start there. You don't start there.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
She was shooketh.
Yeah.
You see her in the hallway on the way out here?
Yeah.
She was shooketh.
Yeah.
Seven!
She's like, Santa's
that's
really upset.
That's around is what I meant to say. Around. Yes. Think about it.
Sure it is.
Cat's
out of the bag on that.
Would you rather? Here on Jones and Keefe.
I like
Wednesday.
The new Would You Rather opening, too.
Oh,
the
that was
snappy
nice.
Open. I like that quite a bit.
Real nice. Good work by Nick back there.
That's good.
617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback. And let's get to the Red Sox. Are they out on both Rafi Devers and Tristan Casas? Kind of sounds like it. We'll get to that next.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We have hit on the New England Patriots today. Sounds like Mike Vrabel, done deal as the head coach of the New England Patriots. How do you feel about that? He'll certainly be a grown man, an adult in the room, unlike the last head coach, Gerard Mayo, who's taken a bit of a beating today based on the expose in The Athletic from Chad Graff. He's at the back of the plane after a bad loss against the Cardinals, playing cards with the guys.
Well, hopefully he won.
Which, again, if you think is not that weird... Jermaine Wiggins spent a long time in the NFL. He says he's never even conceived of such a thing.
No.
So that would be somebody who's been on team planes and understands the way it goes.
And team boats.
And team boats as well. That's true. I don't think there were any coaches.
Oh, that would be
boat.
A bad scene.
That would be a real bad scene.
Would have Gerard Mayo been on that boat? Probably.
Maybe. Francona would have been.
Yeah.
That's Francona's kind of scene.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we've talked about the Patriots. Could Tom Brady get in the way of the Patriots bringing in Mike Vrabel? All that at 617-779-7937. We discussed the Bruins. Bad loss last night. Fire Sweeney chance in the crowd. They've lost five in a row. Ugly scene for them. And the Celtics. We'll get back to the C's with Terp when he joins us at high noon here on a Would You Rather Wednesday. If you missed any of that, it's on the Odyssey
app. I'll say real quick, not a good sign for Sweeney, because the last time Boston fans chanted to fire somebody, that guy was fired.
Real quick.
Like the next day.
Like so fast.
Or like a week later.
Week later.
So... not great.
That's probably when...
the fans have a strong track record.
That's probably when ownership made their mind up. Now, in this case, Jeremy Jacobs is going to find out in like a week that people were chanting Fire Sweeney. It'll make its way to Buffalo eventually.
Yeah.
But so that's the situation with the Bees. Again, we'll get back to the Celtics with Terp coming up. But the Red Sox are a team we haven't talked about a ton recently.
Haven't done much.
We talked about them late last week. If their offseason was over, would you be happy with it? I guess they're better. I'm still not happy with their offseason. They haven't spent any money. They're oddly getting linked to a number of corner infielders. You can lump Bregman in with this group as well if you want to. He could play third base. I think if he comes here, he would be playing second base. He's been a great third baseman in Major League Baseball. When I say he can play it, I think a lot of the reports are he would move to second here. But lump him in as well. In the past week or so, Mass Live reported that Nolan Arenado would approve a trade here.
Not to Houston.
No, he already
said, I'm not going to Houston.
He declined
on
that
one.
Yeah. He would come here. He would approve a trade to the Red Sox. The hang-up is the Red Sox want the Cardinals to eat some of his money. Shockingly.
Yeah, no, I don't believe you.
Okay? So that report came out from Mass Live. Bob Nightingale linked the Red Sox to both Vladimir Guerrero a year from now.
Hello.
But okay, Vladdy Jr.
I can be patient.
A year from now. And who knows? Maybe that means at the trade deadline, maybe that means the Blue Jays would do something now. I have no idea. But they're linked to him. They're also linked to Pete Alonso, who's a free agent right now. Another first baseman from the New York Mets by Bob Nightingale.
Hmm.
So all this interest, Bregman, Arenado, Alonso, even Vladdy a year from now, how does that all tie in with Rafael Devers as your third baseman for now and Tristan Casas as your first baseman for now? I mean, they're linked to so many players at those spots. To me, Keith, it tells me they're not happy with certainly one of them. And maybe either of them long term.
So you do have the DH spot. I know Yoshida's on the team now, but like clearly when he's gone, or you even figure out somewhere else to put him, and you can have Devers DH. You could even really have Casas DH if you wanted to. I still think there might be something with a Casas trade. there's been so much talk about that. You know, there was a lot of smoke around the Seattle guys and Casas being involved, and then, you know, that has obviously kind of fizzled out. But I wouldn't rule out a Casas trade. They are still pretty left-handed, right, top up and down the lineup. They're already so committed to Devers. Devers is on the team. It's just a matter of third base, first base, DH. And Nolan Arenado, even if you get him, I don't know, how long is he the third baseman for? Like, he's an older guy. I love him as a player. Like, he's a Hall of Fame player, but he's on the other side of it. Whereas Vladimir Guerrero Jr., great bounce back year for him last season. I'm very intrigued by that. I wouldn't mind speeding up the timetable on that. Yeah, you can wait a year and just sign him and just money, and that's great. You hold on to some of your prospects. But with 1 year left on the deal, you don't get as much for him, a la Mookie Betts. The Red Sox just dealt with this. There were rumors that, oh, the Dodgers would be interested the next year. And they were like, we're not going to wait a year.
We'll
trade for him now.
And there's a chance you get a slight discount on the contract because you have a tiny bit of leverage. You get him now.
Yeah.
You know, Crochet has 2 years left on his deal, but same idea.
Yeah.
You get him now. He's not on the open market.
They can't ask for a ton. Like, if Mookie Betts got Jeter Downs, Alex Verdugo, and Connor Wong with 1 year left on his deal, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., you'll get a good return, but it's not going to be like, you know, to destroy the farm system.
So, look, if you can trade for Vladdy or you can sign Pete Alonso, then I'm okay with moving Casas for a pitcher.
Same.
If it's Arenado.
No, that doesn't make sense to me.
I don't think so either.
So then if Arenado is your third baseman and now you're going to try Devers at first, is that what you would do?
I guess. Or you're going to move Arenado to first?
I mean, I guess.
That seems very backwards. The guy who, even if he's tailed off defensively and he's 33 years old.
Still going to be much better than Devers at third.
And will be, I think, 34, not on opening day, but early on in the season in April.
Yeah.
So
I mean, he's declined over the last couple of years.
He has, but I'm not moving him off third to accommodate Rafael Devers.
No.
So I don't mind trading Casas for pitching if that's your plan, if you're bringing in Alonso or you're bringing in Vladdy Guerrero. Even Bregman, I would be maybe coaxed into that.
Yeah.
But Arenado, not enough. If you get Arenado to play at third, move Devers to first, and now you're flipping Casas for like Luis Castillo,
I don't like that.
I think I'd almost sit tight. I would sit tight.
But what if you knew you were going to sign Pete Alonso and then you got Luis Castillo, who is the third of the three Mariners pitchers?
That I would do.
Okay.
If I know, because I think you're selling low on Casas. That scares me a little bit, but yeah. I know what I'm getting in Pete Alonso.
Do you think Casas will be a multi-time All-Star?
Maybe.
I thought he was going to be 3,100 last year, so I was very high on him going into the year, and then he hurt his rib and he was out for 8 months. But we'll see. I mean, I think he's got the chance to be really good, but I don't know. Like, there's definitely not a guarantee. Like, I like, you know, as far as, like, the young guys on the team, I like Jaren Duran significantly better.
Oh, me too. And Duran's really not that young, but I understand your point.
Yeah, he's a couple years older.
The idea of, you know, if they're happy with Devers, if they're happy with Casas, are they done tinkering? I mean, I hope they're not done, but Arenado, to me, is not enough. They've been linked to him all offseason. And it sounds like...
Well, same with Bregman, too. Like, they've been linked to both those guys this whole time.
True. And it sounds like the hang-up with the Cardinals is the Red Sox want him to take money, and there was a story in The Athletic yesterday. I think her name was Katie Wu, was the author. And, you know, she basically said there's one option for the Cardinals to move Arenado, and this is it. So maybe the Red Sox have leverage and they're waiting it out, maybe. And maybe Alex Bregman is going to be J.D. Martinez, Trevor Story, late signing in free agents. Maybe it's all that, and they still have a lot up their sleeve. But it doesn't sound like they're happy with what they have with Rafael Devers, which I think is a start. I do think it'd be a mistake to move on from Casas too early, especially in solo for someone like Luis Castillo. Good pitcher, but not young and tailed off a bit.
Arenado had 16 home runs last year.
Not good.
And a 719 OPS.
I mean, even Pete Alonso slugged you 34 dingers last year.
I'll take the 34 dingers.
He went in reverse order, 46, 40, 37, 16 in a year where it looks like
was that the short year?
You're right, that was COVID. Yeah. And then he had 53 way back in 2019.
He'd bop you a dinger.
So even Alonso's not perfect, but I would look the other way on that one. Yeah, I think you need to aim higher than Arenado.
No, definitely. Or, like, it's one of those things where it's him and somebody else. Like, that's not, like, the next big move where you're like, oh, now the lineup's set.
Nope. So you can jump in on the Red Sox, 617-779-7937. We'll get back to the Patriots. Mike Vrabel, could Tom Brady get in the way of Vrabel coming to New England? It mostly sounds like a done deal. Plus, we'll have more on the Celtics with Terp when he joins us at high noon next.